Now to Miami, Florida, where the first wave of students in the country's fourth largest school district returned to class. It is the latest reopening as Republican Governor Ron DeSantis lifted restrictions on all restaurants and other businesses last week. News Nation correspondent Brian Enten is live in Miami with the latest there. Brian.
Marnie, here in Miami, like in so many parts of the country, school started again today, but on a staggered approach. So it was only pre-K, kindergarten, and first graders back in the classroom today. You can imagine, though, there are still a lot of parents really worried about sending their kids back to school, but there are some new technologies that can help.
Keep going.
From South Carolina to Florida to Texas, school districts across the country transitioned back to in-person classes Monday.
What haven't we done? We've been like Santa Claus, making our list, checking it twice, making sure that everything is socially distanced, making sure everything is clean.
Students in masks, desks spaced out, and plastic shields in some school districts, but some teachers still don't feel safe.
Raise your hand if you're going back to school. Yeah.
In Austin, Texas, students and teachers held a rally protesting the district's decision to require most teachers return to campus.
COVID mitigation is about layering. Masks, temperatures, disinfecting. The best success rates by far are companies and schools and summer camps that are having a layered protocol.
Marilyn Danz works for Miami-based Secure ScanCheck. They sell schools these UVC lights that are turned on at night to purify the air and sanitize surfaces. And they're developing other products too. This machine basically looks like a metal detector. First, it checks your temperature.
36.3 normal.
Then you walk inside and you're automatically sanitized.
It's 100% safe, kills coronavirus, and is EPA approved.
Several schools in New Jersey are already testing the products out. Using a cup of hot water, Marilyn shows us what happens when someone has a fever.
Abnormal temperature.
There are some schools that want to take temperatures also in the middle of the day, twice a day. This would allow that to happen very efficiently and quickly.
And as for those new technologies, they're not cheap. Those UV lights are anywhere from $3,000 to $4,000 each. And that other machine that looks like a metal detector, it actually doubles as a metal detector too, and it's closer to $15,000. Live in Miami, Brian Enten, News Nation.